place, but he will tell you he what, which one you give him. He, if it makes no difference, he...
It doesn't matter.
You live in a...
house.
On this street there are several...
homes.
Mm-hmm. Or...
houses.
The... what are some buildings that you would find on a large farm?
Barns, sheds, workshops, some of them large enough, maybe dairies, you know, cribs, outhouses, hen houses. Shall I go on? Hog houses?
Is there anything you think of? Did you ever know a building where you'd store grain?
No, we never, a silo or anything like that, we never had one, but I know what you're talking about, yes.
Mm-hmm. The upper part of the barn is called what?
The loft.
What did you raise on your farm?
We raised cotton and corn, and then the food we ate, really.
Do you know anything about hay, raising hay?
Yes, we raised hay also. We sure did, I'm sorry.
When you first cut hay, what do you have to do to
it? You have to let it lay a little while until it dries. Then you either bale it up and then, or take it in loosely and put it in the loft. Mm-hmm. It can be done either way. Or stack it. Some people will stack it. Rack it, but we always call it stacked.
Mm-hmm. Where would you keep cows?
In the pasture.
If you had a shelter for your cows, what would you call that?
The barn. Mm-hmm.
Beside the barn, or, well, did you ever have a special place where you would milk the cow?
In the stable. I would milk in stable. Huh?
Did you do the milking?
Yes, I did.
What would you milk into?
A bucket. A milk bucket. I mean, it's designed for milking, uh-huh. You know.
What was it made of?
Most of them were made of aluminum.
Where would you keep hogs and pigs?
Well, we would keep them in the pig pen, and they would have a little house too, a little hog house, we'd kind of let you know. And that was kind of away from the other cattle, usually.
What would you call all of these animals, the pigs and the horses and cows and stuff?
Stock.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a dairy. If I said dairy to you, what are all the ways you would think of that could be used?
Well, no, we never had a dairy, but the way I would think about a dairy would be a farm that had a lot of cattle, and they would use them primarily for milking, and they would have just a dairy barn, which would have the special milkers, and now would have special milkers. Back in my day, it would be done by hand.
You would be a special milker.
We've been done by hand, yes, uh-huh.
When you were... lived over there, did you have a special place dug in the ground where you could store canned
goods? The cellar, yes. Storm houses, we had both.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see people take, like, jugs of milk and put them in a stream to keep them cool?
In the well, yes.
In the well?
Mm-hmm. We'd lower them down in the well bucket and leave them in the well so they'd be cool for supper that night, or dinner. We call it supper.
What do you call the place around the barn where you would let the cows and the mules and the animals walk around?
Well, the immediate area around the barn would be called the lot. But then there'd be a gate to open out into the pasture.
When you raised cotton, what did you have to do?
In what way? You mean in all the ways?
Mm-hmm.
You mean from the beginning to the... Well, then you would have to break the ground and get it ready and then disc it up. And then drag the ridges off. Before you would disc it up, you would plant it fertilizer. Then disc it up into beds.